Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Good morning, people.
What day is it?
So I heard it was National Girlfriends Day.
Today is National Girlfriends Day.
You want to be my girlfriend?
I really, really want to be your girlfriend.
You want to be my girlfriend?
You're my girlfriend. I want to be out with my girlfriend.
Girlfriend, please.
Happy National Girlfriend Day.
All right, showtime.
Yes. National Girlfriend Day. Good morning, everybody. Congratulations going out to Angela DeShields from Salisbury. She was that seventh texter.
Nice.
Texted in restaurant. Got hooked up with a $50 gift card to Kalamata Mazay Bar in West O. Real quick, Jess, you got the deets.
Yeah, they have the best in Mediterranean culture. Features a variety of spreads and grilled meats, fresh seafood, and also seasonal vegetables. You can enjoy authentic Greek, Turkish, and Moroccan-inspired plates. It's perfect for pairing with handcrafted cocktails and also a glass of wine. Visit them online at KalamataOCMD.com.
Good morning, 330. Checking in this morning. Here's an FML for you.
Oh, boy.
I worked outside in this heat every day this summer. Going to be a nice, cool day today, and I'll be working inside.
No. No.
All summer, working
Who
outside.
Who is that? Who is that?
Our buddy Adam.
Adam, what's up? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said, I'll tell you what's up. I'm inside tonight.
His FML.
Inside tonight, but it's raining.
It is.
It's like wet outside, God. So, you know, that's okay, right? 6:40.
I guess, Bill.
It's a Bill and Jessica show. Let's do this.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rika on Power 101.7.
Bill. Good morning to everybody on our TikTok Live, Bill and Jessica Show TV at Power 101.7 FM. Jess, what you got today?
All right, so Justin Timberlake has revealed that he was diagnosed with Lyme disease during his just-completed Forget Tomorrow World Tour. The 10-time Grammy-winning singer shared his health update in a series of Instagram stories that coincided with the final show of his tour, and it disclosed the nerve pain and severe fatigue affected by recent performances. He says, I've been battling some health issues, and I was diagnosed with Lyme disease, which I don't want you to feel bad for me, but I just want to shed some light on what I've been up against behind the scenes. He wrote, living with this can be relentless, both mentally and physically. He contemplated even pausing the tour in order to focus on his health, but ultimately he decided, you know, the joy that performing, what it brings for all of his fans, it outweighs the stress that his body is feeling. So he decided to keep going. He launched the tour in April 2023, traveling throughout the world. And of course, that was to promote his studio album, Everything I Thought I Was. But he finally has revealed his diagnosis with Lyme disease. And that's why he's, you know, been going through some health issues.
I don't know, like, all the ins and outs of Lyme disease, but I will say, like, I mean, we're, you know, prayers to everybody who has the Lyme disease, because from what I understand, it is just awful.
Yep.
It is awful. And it's like, I mean, I've heard people who move down south to be in warmer weather just because they have Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it helps them.
It's that serious. Like, it's something that doesn't just, oh, you take some medicine, you're good.
Yeah, no, it's not that easy.
Wow.
We have somebody in our family who got bit by a tick. They have Lyme disease, and also they form this, like, allergic reaction to meat. They can no longer eat meat. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I never knew that that was one of the things, but it is.
Wow.
It's crazy. Also, MMA fighter Conor McGregor lost his appeal and has been found liable in a civil rape and sexual assault case and ordered to pay his accuser approximately $257,000. The incident occurred in 2018, and in November 2022, a jury ruled in, you know, their favor. McGregor's lawyers attempted to appeal the decision, arguing that the wording of the questioning with the issue paper given to the jury, it did include McGregor's police interview statements. It was improperly influenced with the final verdict. And however, on Thursday, the court rejected his appeal. So he loses that appeal in the civil rape and sexual assault case, and he is ordered to pay $257,000. Yep.
Wow.
And Hulk Hogan. So the coroner's report came out yesterday, and as expected, it does say that he died of a heart attack. He also had an irregular heartbeat, but there was a surprise in there too. Hawk had leukemia.
I saw this yesterday.
There's no word on when he was diagnosed. He never disclosed it before. He passed away on Thursday at the age of 71. Medics were called to his home in Clearwater, Florida just before 10 a.m. and they tried to revive him for over 30 minutes. They did take him to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Mm.
So, yeah.
That's
crazy. Those reports came out yesterday, and it was expected that he, you know, passed from a heart attack. He had an irregular heartbeat as well, but the surprise in there was that he had leukemia.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's definitely something brand new I didn't know about.
Yeah.
And also yesterday, if you guys didn't know, the governor in Florida declared today Hulk Hogan Day.
Oh, did he?
Today, August 1st.
I didn't know that.
Is okay. Now in Florida from moving forward. Hulk Hogan Day.
Hulk Hogan Day.
So, 6:45. It's a Bill and Jessica show.